if something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little
wave off.
Okay. And if you've been traveling and you haven't finished your trip, you might say you had a what to go?
A few miles.
Okay, and if it's, you might say it's a long, you had a long what to go?
What you mean?
Okay. Let's go. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. And if somebody slipped on the ice and fell, fell this way, you would say he fell
forward.
Okay. And if he fell that way, it would be
backwards.
Well,
I'm going by your hand.
Okay. Okay. Let me see, and a farmer, when he plows the ground, the things he cuts, they're called what? The thing he cuts in the ground, that's called a, with a plow, the trench cut by a plow.
Oh,
okay. If he had a good yield out of his field, he might say that that year he raised a big
crop.
Okay. And if he got rid of all the brush and trees on his land, you might say that he did what?
He cleared.
Okay. And let me see. If in the springtime there's some old dry grass left over in the field, you know what I mean?
Do
you have any name for that?
No.
Okay. If he were saying, if he were trying to measure the amount of wheat he had, He, and let's say he were to measure it in bushel baskets, okay? Mm-hmm. He would say, we raised 40
bushels.
Okay. Would you say bushels or bushel, you
bushels.
Think? Bushels. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see. And then the thing a farmer has to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it? Okay. Let me see. Now, I've got a bunch of pronoun questions. These will drive you crazy. If you and another person have to do a job, when you told them about it, you'd say, you and I, okay? And if some friends of yours now are coming over to see me, some friends of yours are coming over to see me, you might say, using two pronouns, what? Who and who are coming? You and some friends, it would be.
They come to see you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would say we. I know for one variation.
Okay. Okay.
I think
of the other one. Okay. Let me see. And if you knock at somebody's door and they say, "Who's there?" and you expect them to know the sound of your voice, you would say it's
me.
Okay. And what about if you were answering the telephone? You would say it's, would you still say it's me? If somebody said, if you answered the telephone and you heard your mother's voice on the other end and she said, "Who is it?" you'd say?
It's me.
Okay. Let me see. And if we were sitting somewhere and we were expecting somebody to come and we heard a knock, you would say, it's only,
well, how many people?
Let's say it's just a man. Let's say it's one man. It's only
him.
Okay, and if it's a woman, it's only
her.
And if it's two people, it's
them.
Okay. Let me see. And if you were comparing how tall you are with somebody else, you would say, he's not as tall as
I am.
Okay. And comparing in the same way, I'm not as tall as
he is.
Okay. And comparing how well you can do something, you would say, I can do it, or he can do it better than
I can.
Okay. If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop because he just couldn't go, you'd say 2 miles is the
limit.
Okay. Let me see. And if something belongs to me, you would say it's
yours.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's
ours.
And if it belongs to